This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu today honoured former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani with the nation's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna. The President presented the award to Mr. Advani at his residence in New Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi were also present on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has criticised the Congress for handing over Kachchathevu Island to Sri Lanka in 1974. He claimed that weakening India's unity, integrity and interests has been the Congress's way of working for 75 years. His response came after documents obtained by Tamil Nadu BJP chief K. Annamalai through RTI revealed how India decided to cede control of Kachchathevu Island to Sri Lanka. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It's eye-opening and startling that the facts reveal how Congress callously gave away Kachchathevu." He added that this has angered every Indian and reaffirmed in people's minds not to trust the Congress ever. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's gross domestic product GDP will grow by 8% or more in the fourth quarter of the current fiscal year. Addressing an investment summit in Mumbai, she said, "The economy is expected to show the same rate of year-on-year growth for the 2023-24 financial year due to the impact of improved inflation management and macroeconomic stability." India, the third largest economy in Asia, grew 8.4% in the October to December quarter year-on-year, outpacing the 7.6% growth recorded for the previous quarter. Ms. Sitharaman said that following the 8.4% growth in the third quarter, various institutions have upgraded their GDP growth forecasts for India. She said the most recent upgrade came from Goldman Sachs, which has raised its 2024 economic growth projection for India to 6.6%, a 10 basis points improvement from its previous forecast. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the election campaign in Uttar Pradesh today by addressing a rally at Meerut. The BJP has fielded the TV serial Ramayan fame Arun Govil from Meerut Lok Sabha constituency. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Rashtriya Lok Dal President Jayant Chaudhary and several other BJP leaders will be present on the occasion. Uttar Pradesh will go to the polls in seven phases. BJP-led NDA has expressed confidence that it will again come to power at the centre, and for this, Uttar Pradesh will be crucial as it has the highest number of 80 parliamentary constituencies. In Arunachal Pradesh, 10 BJP MLAs have been declared elected unopposed after the last date of withdrawal of nominations yesterday. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main and Itanagar MLA Techi Kaso are among the prominent candidates who have won unopposed. BJP has fielded candidates in all 60 seats and Indian National Congress is contesting in only 13 seats. Arunachal Pradesh is going to simultaneous polls for its 60-seat Legislative Assembly and two Lok Sabha constituencies on the 19th of April in a single phase. The festival of Easter is being celebrated all over the world today, marking the faithful belief that Jesus rose from the dead after being crucified. Midnight Easter prayers were held at various churches across the country last night. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens living in India and abroad, especially the Christians, on the occasion of Easter. The President said, "This festival marks a celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection and is a symbol of love and compassion." Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also greeted people by saying that the festival of Easter, commemorating the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, serves as a poignant reminder of the profound influence of love and compassion. Furthermore, Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished everyone a joyful Easter. In IPL cricket, there are two matches scheduled for today. In the first match, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 3:30 p.m. and Delhi Capitals will face Chennai Super Kings at YS Rajasekhar Reddy Stadium in Visakhapatnam at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.